Case number 10,739, Furniture and More, northwest corner of Route 1 and Road 270A, a special use exception for tents for special purposes exceeding 3 days.
Need an address.
John McCann, 19287 Coastal Highway, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for your tent?
Yes. John McCann, Furniture and More. We're seeking a special use exception for tents for special purposes exceeding 3 days. So it's our request that we be able to have a tent sale twice a year. Setting the tent up a week prior to Memorial Day and keeping it up a week after Memorial Day weekend, and the same for Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
A week prior and a week after. We just moved to a new location in Rehoboth Beach. We were in Lewis, and the board back in 2005 was kind enough to grant us a special exception. We had 10 tent sales in 2005 to 2010. Now we're in a new location. We did have Mr. Lank back in October of this year, October 29th, allowed us to have two 3-day tent sales.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked that out with him as far as where we could put the tent, which was 60 feet back from the property line, from the front property line, and 15 feet over from the corner side property line. And we did that, and there were no issues. He allowed us to do that.
Okay.
As far as the two questions under special use exception, with the exception substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property, the answer is no. Three sides of the building, there are no other businesses. Now on the fourth side, there's no entrance to or from our location. So basically our store backs to another shopping center, and there's no entrance there that would be affected by the tent sale. If there are any requirements for applicable to the specific exemption being requested, yes, each tent sale is twice a year, like I explained before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
cool. And you are aware then on the tent sale that you're only to be used at times and the dates that are requested, that you get no other time?
Yes.
You are aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to be sure. Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
See, the application says there are two plans for the location of the tent. Do you have a preference?
Yes, the original plan, which they have.
Mm-hmm.
Original plan was Exhibit A. This Exhibit B would be where that tent it is now, where we were able to put one.
I believe we have
it. October, and that was approved by Mr. Lang.
Okay, I believe we have it in our packet here, so.
We have it in our packet.
Is that on the side of the building?
It's on the
Hey,
facing close. The building from Route 1, it's the right side of the building, 60 feet back, 15 feet off the...
All right, A is closer to your building, correct?
Yes, and that's not where it's going to be, and that's not where it can be, according to Mr. Lank, who we dealt with at the end of October.
So your plan B is the is what you're asking for?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we need to know. Okay. And that's on the side and at 60 feet back.
So it actually is that over the property line?
Mm-hmm.
It looks
wants to be.
Plan on setting the tent up over the property line?
It's not.
You can't encroach the property line, you've got to maintain.
Okay, then, I guess my question would...
I think it's just the end of the parking lot, John.
Yes, it's the end of the parking lot.
Yes, the parking lot.
End of the parking lot.
Right, okay.
So the tent's actually 15 feet in the parking lot and 15 feet on the grass.
Okay, I'm with you.
Just have to make sure you main, if you get approval, you maintain it so that it's not in state right away, which is the grass. Most of the grass is state. Just a clarification question. You did say you're only going to have two events.
Yes.
10 days, or was it 10 days prior? Week prior to Memorial Day,
prior week
and after, and a week prior to Labor Day.
Okay. You have 14 days to say it.
Yes, sir.
That includes your setup and taking down in those 14 days.
Right.
Okay. Okay, and this is for 5 years. Okay, any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you want to come forward, ma'am? Sir, you can sit down right up front here. I will call again. If there's anyone, any other person in opposition, please come forward at this time to be sworn in.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Heidi Gilmore with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. And we're not necessarily in opposition. We just have some concerns that we would like the board to address. And earlier today, I had submitted a letter, which should be in the file, which outlines our concerns that we have.
Who are you representing?
I'm getting there.
Okay, sorry.
I represent Basilicos Associates, and with me this evening is Frank Basilicos with the company. They own the neighboring property across Munchie Branch Road where the Happy Harry's and the Strip Office Center is in the back. And their concern is dealing, one, with visibility from Highway 1. Of course, everyone lives and breathes on Route 1 with visibility, so they want to make sure that the tent does not obstruct the visibility to their site from the southbound Route 1 traffic. They also have a safety concern, one, with the tent. I know that Furniture & More has operated that at their previous location. But there is a concern about whether there's any possibility of it blowing in a storm or something of that nature over to our client's property. The other is dealing with the safety from traffic. If there's banner signs or anything like that, or someone's distracted by the tent that's there, is there a safety concern for traffic that's on the roadway for traffic moving through there? We, of course, don't want to see any increased traffic issues on Route 1, especially Memorial Day and Labor Day. So my client has asked if I would request a condition be placed on the file to the location of the tent, that it not be permitted to be in the front of the parking area closest to Route 1, that perhaps it could be located further to the rear of the site. My letter addressed that perhaps it could be 200 feet back from the front property line at the intersection of Munchie Branch and Route 1, that it could be a minimum of at least 200 feet back. That reduces the concerns that we have with visibility and also would reduce some concerns with the flow of traffic and some distractions because of the location. I know the Plan A and Plan B that were addressed, we have less concerns with Plan A where it's closest to the building as opposed to Plan B where it's closer to the roadway. And I believe my letter pretty much stands for itself, but I know under the code you have permission under 115-212 to place conditions on special use exceptions, and my client certainly does welcome Furniture & More to the neighborhood, but we just want to have some reduced concerns with the tent usage.
Yes, and you folks correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as signs and banners, no additional signs or banners are allowed.
Okay.
Without, you know, a variance. And that's certainly not what we're here to talk about. I do have a question, Mr. Lenk. Your approval of B over A, why would that be?
The approval was that it meets setback requirements. Didn't say it had to be next to the building. meets 60 foot required from the front for a structure of 15 to required on the corner.
Okay.
But met code by placing it at setback.
Okay.
And what I approved was the what the ordinance allows for a temporary 3-day use of the property for promotional activity, which would be a sale in this case. That's not been an issue in the past. This is a different location, but they had
you weren't pre-specifying that spot then. You were just saying that
would be... They submitted as part of their submittal, and that was fine. Okay. It met the requirements.
Did you review Plan A?
I can't say I reviewed Plan A or B. The setback requirements would be 60 and front and 15 on the side.
So to be against the building is not a problem for you?
Well, it all depends on the design. My problem was to make sure that there was three traffic capabilities, that the tent didn't block the driveway.
Gotcha.
And so lost some parking spaces to be able to put up the tent, and then they would use another parking spaces to move the driveway over to get around the tent.
Right.
So that's
right.
We had to maintain through traffic.
And I can see where your concern would be there, because they would be better than halfway into the travel lane there.
Either way, it affects somewhat.
And for my client, we know they have the rear entrance, and so to put the tent further back is usually not going to be as obstructive. They still have a lot of visibility from northbound traffic that might be veering into their site, too. So, again, as
sure.
I said, my letter stands for the file.
It appears that their Plan B does, you're saying of 200 feet from...
From the front property line, where the intersection is, if it could come back further.
Because
mm-hmm. if the tent's there, you can't see my client's property from Route 1.
Gotcha.
Okay, are there any any questions from members of the board? Mr. McGabe? Mr. Woodman, do you have any?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
I guess I have a question whether we have, in other words, if we approve, let's say, Plan A, would he still come back to you for approval as far as the traffic in the parking lot?
No, it's a temporary use of the property. It could be whatever the board approved. If they chose it to be Plan A, they'd have to put the tent next to the building. If you chose Plan B, then it would be where it's proposed to be located with a setback requirement. Setback requirement front. The setback still are a minimum. It can always be greater.
Right.
So if you
right. But what I'm saying
next
is
next to the building, would have to be next to the building.
But would you have to approve the traffic pattern through the parking
lot? No, they're basically going to realign it temporarily during the use of the tent. It's not a
problem.
They did the same thing at the other site up by the old Lowe's facility or the previous site.
Thank you.
Do we know in Plan B how far the tent is from the highway or coastal highway?
It's a little over 100 feet from my estimations.
Okay. So let me make sure I have clear what your request on requirements would be. That it'd be 200 feet back from Route 1, is that correct?
Correct. And there is a notation on the line along Munchie Branch from the corner of the property down. It says 219 feet along the edge of the roadway, just below where it says 20 parking spaces. So that's just almost 220 feet, where if the tent's just pushed back further to the rear of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, ma'am, would you prefer Plan A over Plan B?
Plan A with a little bit of push to the back of the property.
I think the problem is Mr. Lankus is
we definitely object to Plan B just because it completely blocks our visibility.
Plan A doesn't appear to allow as much traveling in the parking area. Not that Plan B does. The parking spaces, I assume, are 20 feet deep, 26 feet deep.
They're 10 by 20 parking spaces.
Tim is
believe the parking spaces are 16 feet deep.
10 by 16.
Oh, it's maybe 10. Say it'd be 10 by 20.
10 by 20. So now, okay, so the tent, a 40 by 80 tent would protrude 20 feet out in the
parking lot.
Driving the third lane. And
parking lot's 70 feet altogether.
Okay.
One side.
There's a parking lot. It ends in the back of the property back there where the concrete pad and the telephone and electrical lines come into. Is that correct? Would there be a problem in putting the tent up in the back there?
What's the same? It's the same visibility issue that...
You'd step up to the mic. Mike can't identify.
It would be the same visibility issue. If it's just sitting in the back of the building, then people on Route 1 are going to go by and not see it. So that's part of our... The purpose of the tent is to get people to come in, buy what's in the tent, come in the store, which we end up doing, 75% of our business inside the store by getting the people to stop in.
So the southbound lane, you're saying, wouldn't be able to see it?
Not as well. Southbound lane wouldn't be able to see it at all because the way the building sits. Northbound could see it, but not as well as, where it was 60 feet back off the road. I don't, in my opinion, it's not a visibility issue for the Happy Harry's. It wasn't a very big tent. Our old tent at their old location was a 40 by 80, 3,200 square feet. This was a 30 by 60, 1,800 square feet, so a smaller tent than what we've had in the past. It is put up by a licensed and bonded insured company that we rent the tent from. We have had, 10 other tent sales in the past through storms and whatnot, and never had an issue with any tent blowing away. And we do have security there every night that the tent's up.
So this tent is 30 by 60 and not 40 by 80?
Correct. Because that's all that we can... The width of the tent that will allow with the setbacks is only a 30-foot-wide tent.
So are you having parking in front of the tent in Plan A? We put it in Plan A. Are you have parking? Those parking places right there in the front of it? Are you going to be using those parking places?
In front of Plan A?
Yes.
Yes, so they can. Yeah, there's parking available. If you go with Plan A, which is next to the building.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would be too tight for turning around and coming in.
Well, you would have another 40 feet. I believe it to be would be okay. You would have a 30, 70 feet of parking lot. So you have
40.
What?
Go ahead.
So you would have a 30-foot tent, and another 40 feet, which would be give you 20 feet for cars to go by, and another 20 feet of parking spaces. So I would believe that to be okay. I'd actually probably maybe rather put it there, although the visibility wouldn't be as good from southbound traffic. The pavement is a lot more level than it is where it was, where it's kind of downhill and uphill, where I had it.
On which one?
Plan B.
On Plan B, okay.
But with Plan A, I prefer to have it as far up as I can, 60 feet back off the property line.
You have additional parking behind the store across the street, is that correct?
Behind the store?
Did we approve some not too long ago?
Mm-hmm. No.
That's a separate parcel.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't with this parcel?
No, they seemed to indicate in the application, though, that it
was.
But it's a separate parcel, yes.
I understand, but the parking was for this parcel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Across there's Parsonage Road.
Yes.
I believe there would be ample parking. Furniture generally has a less of a parking requirement than regular retail. I mean, with the tent sale we did have, didn't have an issue with parking.
Mr. Blake, do you call right off the top of your head the required parking for furniture store?
It's one per 400 square foot. It's twice, it's half the what's required for normal retail. Normal retail, one for 200.
How many square feet is your store?
24,000 square feet.
So you need 60 parking spaces?
Mm-hmm. B.
There's 34 including the handicaps here.
You only count the area that's set aside for the display and retail and display areas.
Oh, okay.
You don't count the storage.
Gotcha.
Same as retail, basically. But it's just half the number of spaces required.
Okay. I was just concerned by setting up a tent, how many more were taken out of there. But
oh, yeah. Now, what the board approved previously was for I guess you could call it overflow parking area to be set on the other side of Parsonage Road next to Beach Haven Condominium, which was a field there. And the intent was, I believe, originally applied for prior to Furniture and More taking possession of the property. Mm-hmm. It was applied for by previous application, but they still went through the process. So they must mm-hmm. be the landowners as Furniture and More leasing the property.
Or leasing the property.
Yeah, right. So it was the owners that actually applied.
Gotcha.
There is an intent to get additional parking to serve that building so they could expand that building with retail and office space at some future date.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Finish with me.
Just mm-hmm. to be clear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Plan B calls for a 30 by 80.
60.
Or 30 by 60 on plan B.
30 by 60.
Plan A, you're showing 40 by 80. Or is that intended to be a 30? No, just
he would like to put a 40 by 80, but I don't see where we could do that.
Physically do it.
Excuse me?
It wouldn't be physically possible. And
well, before we didn't have parking. The issue of the right-of-way or the throughway of cars having to come and go. Now that we have an entrance and an exit, you know, 40-foot tents probably not going to be feasible.
Before, meaning when you were at the different location?
At the different location, right.
You was able to do then?
Excuse me?
You could do it then at the other
do
location?
Do it then, yes, because we were, the tent was not really taking up the main, the exit and entrance of that shopping center. Mm-hmm. It was in a parking lot, but it was off in the corner and wasn't an issue. Now it's an issue because now we have an exit and an entrance, and we somehow got to figure out where to put the tent in between that Route 1 and the back entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 by 60 is what we put up, and that's, you know, what we're asking for.
On plan B.
And
okay.
With the tent sale, we prefer to have it as close. You know, if it was up to us, we'd be right on 20 feet off the property line up in front of the store. But,
right.
You know, it's 60 feet off the property line. It's, that would, you know, hopefully we can keep it where it was. Because if you can't see it, then it really defeats the purpose if it's sitting in the back of the property.
Okay, thank you. Are there any more questions? Then? Great. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
No other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 10,739 under advisement.
Yeah, I have a second to that motion. Second. Yeah, a motion by Mr. Mills. Second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 10,039 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or call the office in the morning after 9. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.